AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson is calling for changes to a religious freedom bill. Critics say it is anti-gay.
And I've asked that the leaders of the General Assembly to recall the bill so that it can be amended to reflect the terms of the federal Religious Freedom and Restoration Act.
Lawmakers in Arkansas gave final approval yesterday to the bill that prohibits state and local governments from infringing on a person's religious beliefs without a compelling interest. Indiana Governor Mike Pence signed a similar measure into law last week, and he is also pushing for a follow-up bill. The collection of human remains has ended at the site of the Germanwings plane crash in the French Alps. New images of the recovery operation show investigators tugging out large mangled pieces of the plane. Iran nuclear talks are still going on in Switzerland, but there are disagreements over what is supposed to happen today. Iran says a joint statement could be released, but it may not contain any specifics. A Western official says nothing about a statement has been decided. Former Assistant Secretary of State Robert Einhorn says this is not what the West was hoping for.
Some key issues will be almost impossible to resolve in the limited time they have remaining.
President Obama signed an order today creating the first ever sanctions program to target cyber attackers. White House cybersecurity coordinator Michael Daniel says this targets hackers in places where it's difficult for law enforcement and diplomacy to reach.
Whether they're behind the borders of a country that has weak cybersecurity laws, or the government is complicit in, or turning a blind eye to the activity that's happening, and we don't have good law enforcement relationships.
Police in Palmetto, Florida, near Sarasota, say an SUV crashed into a home, killing a couple and their unborn child. This is AP Radio News. Stocks are lower. The Dow is down about 98 points. A controlled burn at a regional park in Southern California got out of control. San Bernardino County Fire spokesman Tracy Martinez says the 70-acre fire is chewing through heavy growth in the Mojave Riverbed.
Full of just thick, heavy brush. That area hasn't burned in years. And then with the 10 to 15 mile per hour winds, and there were some gusts up to 20 at times, the fire just took off.
The fire burned a car and a shed. Mandatory evacuations in the area have been lifted. On April Fool's Day in Japan, Burger King has a special one-day promotion of flame-grilled cologne. Bottles are being sold for $40. That includes a burger. At a downtown Tokyo Burger King, a high school student says he bought one out of curiosity, and he described the scent as spicy. Another customer says it smelled like a Burger King store. Burger King-centered cologne sold out in about half of the Burger Kings in Japan. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.